From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama plans to unveil his strategy for Afghanistan next week. He'll give an evening address from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The White House says he will first brief members of Congress. The president's senior military commander in Afghanistan is requesting tens of thousands of U.S. troops, and the president's widely expected to agree to some of this request. Mr. Obama says he is confident once Americans hear his rationale for the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan, they will support the mission. Mr. Obama will attend the climate change summit in Copenhagen next month. He will commit the U.S. to reducing its production of greenhouse gases. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Aides say President Obama will speak at the Copenhagen conference on December 9th, one day before claiming his Nobel Peace Prize in nearby Oslo. Mr. Obama's attendance is designed to give positive momentum to international climate talks. Leaders are hoping to arrive at a tentative agreement in Copenhagen on limiting greenhouse gases that could serve as a stepping stone to a legally binding treaty in the future. As part of that effort, Mr. Obama will commit the U.S. to reduce emissions by something on the order of 17% below 2005 levels over the next decade. That's in line with reductions in a House-passed climate bill. The Senate is still considering its own climate legislation. White House advisor said earlier this week, America's failure to pass a climate bill before the Copenhagen conference should not be blamed for the slow progress of international talks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered a temporary freeze on Jewish settlement building in the West Bank. The prime minister says the halt will last for 10 months. The Obama administration is praising the decision as a positive development that could advance peace talks. Palestinian officials say it is not enough because the freeze area does not include East Jerusalem. A federal judge in New Haven, Connecticut, has ordered the promotion of 14 firefighters. They won a controversial reverse discrimination lawsuit before the U.S. Supreme Court. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
In a reversal of her 2006 ruling, U.S. District Judge Janet Bond Arterton obeyed the Supreme Court decision and ruled that New Haven officials violated the civil rights of white firefighters when they threw out the results of a 2003 promotional exam because no blacks scored high enough to move up in rank. The decision ends a freeze on firefighter promotions in the city that's lasted for years. New Haven officials plan to move ahead with the promotions as soon as feasible. The lead plaintiff, Frank Ritchie, and seven others will be promoted to lieutenant. Six firefighters will be promoted to captain. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in Hartford.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points at 10,455. The Nasdaq is up 6 points at 2176. The S&P 500 is up 3. This is NPR. The British inquiry into events leading to its participation in the invasion of Iraq has entered a second day. Testimony is focused on links between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda and weapons of mass destruction. Larry Miller has more from London.
Former senior British Foreign Office officials told the Iraq inquiry Britain did not believe Saddam Hussein was collaborating with al-Qaeda. About weapons of mass destruction, they said Britain was more worried about Iran, Libya, and North Korea than Iraq. William Ehrman, a former Foreign Office international security specialist, read from parliamentary intelligence assessments. They showed details about Iraq's WMDs were sketchy.
April 2000, the picture was limited on chemical weapons. May 2001, the knowledge of WMD and ballistic missile programs was patchy. The assessment of the 9th of September 2002, intelligence remains limited.
Despite this lack of evidence, then Prime Minister Tony Blair told Parliament it was extensive, detailed, and authoritative. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Automaker Toyota will replace accelerator pedals on about 4 million of its vehicles. This is part of a huge safety recall. Floor mats can get stuck in some Toyota models and force the vehicle to accelerate. The affected models include the Avalon, Camry, Prius, Tacoma, Tundra, and some Lexus models. The government says factories got fewer orders for expensive goods last month. The Commerce Department says durable goods orders dropped 0.6%. Durable goods orders are long-lasting and costly items such as cars and refrigerators. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.